This slide indicates that fact that these errors can be described as range biases or user equivalent range errors. In other words, they can be shown as distances. And it's worthwhile to point out that these biases that are attributed to the atmosphere and the orbits and etc. are increase and decrease with the length of the baselines between the GPS receivers. But those that are due to receiver noise and multipath don't. And that is the one way to distinguish between those. And, of course, it requires a minimum of 4 satellites to have a position at a GPS receiver.